The First Coast Disaster Relief Fund was set up last year after Hurricane Matthew. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry announced Wednesday it's already amassed more than $2 million in donations since Irma.
There are people without power right now, which means they're hot, they're tired, they're hungry, they're thirsty.
People like Linda Olzowski, who rents an apartment in San Marco. On Wednesday, she's hauling soggy boxes of mementos out of her flooded garage as a neighbor's generator hums. She's been storing these things for her adult daughter for years.
It's all pictures and photographs, books, knickknacks, framed pictures, some clothing, and her furniture.
Olzowski works at San Marcos European Street Cafe, which is closed indefinitely for repairs after the storm, she says. She's one of thousands who may be able to get some help from the relief fund. But what she's lost can't be replaced, she says.
It's just a bit overwhelming, but I'm a lot luckier than a lot of people.
Donations, including those by Florida Blue and Jaguars owner Shad Khan, will be dispersed to nonprofits helping victims. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.